Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is your All Local for January the 25th, 2023. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm John Little. What a difference a day makes. Today we are dry. It is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Pretty windy, though, with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. The rain and snow has moved out. Most communities, things back to normal this morning. There are a couple of school districts opening late because of yesterday's wintry weather. And one cancellation, schools canceled in Gainesville today. Some districts opening late off to the northwest, Alver, Chico, Graham, Munster, and North Central Texas College, also in Gainesville. Classes begin there at 10 this morning. On the heels of a fatal shooting that left one 17-year-old dead and other teens wounded, there's a new collaborative being formed in Fort Worth aimed at ending youth gun violence. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
It's called the 1 Second Collaborative, and it's a partnership between the City of Fort Worth and the United Way. Assistant Police Chief Robert Aldridge told the City Council that combating youth gun violence is one of the department's top priorities.
We don't want to see anybody injured. We don't want to see anybody hurt. We know that the police cannot arrest their way out of these problems, and we need other programs and initiatives to help us out with that.
The collaborative will feature a steering committee, which will consist of two representatives each from the City of Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Police Department, Tarrant County, the United Way, and local school districts, as well as community members. The city and the United Way are aiming for the committee to be up and running this summer. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Denton, the trial continues today for a man charged with the murder of a woman. Prosecutors say he shot the victim while she was laying in bed, but the defendant wants the jury to believe the shooting was self-defense.
Xavier Patterson's claim is that he had a gun pointed at Megan Darling 3 years ago when she slapped his hand and the gun fired. The shooting happened at a home on Kerrigan Lane. Patterson initially told police he didn't mean to shoot Darling. But the jury in this murder trial is also expected to hear from the medical examiner, who is to testify that the angle of the fatal shot does not match the story Patterson told. Police say Darling was shot as she was in her bed. Police were alerted to the problem during a hang-up 911 call. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man and woman are behind bars in Wise County this morning after being busted for transporting drugs. They were arrested after being pulled over on Highway 287 between Alvord and Decatur. They were in a pickup, hauling a trailer, and couldn't get their story straight about exactly what they were hauling and where they were going. Backup arrived in the form of Benny, a police dog who sniffed out drugs in the trailer, more than 800 pounds of marijuana found inside. And the couple was arrested at the scene. In Plano, city leaders continue to work on regulating short-term rentals. The biggest problem, according to people who live there, is crime and loud parties at rental houses. Plano Director of Planning Christina Day says the city is hearing complaints while it figures out what to do.
Since the last time we were before council with this issue, we have worked on procuring data, developing an outreach plan, and researching other cities.
Plano city leaders have been meeting with leaders in Arlington to discuss how they're regulating short-term rentals. In Fort Worth, the Southwest Nursing Center on Alta Mesa is one of the worst in the country. The feds have added the Fort Worth Southwest Nursing Center to its list of the worst of the worst. That label is reserved for nursing homes with serious and prolonged health and safety violations. The Star-Telegram reports there have been multiple cases of neglect where some of the facility's most vulnerable residents were ignored and neglected. The Fort Worth Southwest Nursing Center has 198 beds. It's owned by Corio County Memorial Hospital Authority. No word yet from the nursing home on being added to that list. Cowboys running back underwent surgery yesterday. For more, here's Blake Hickerson from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Cowboys running back Tony Pollard underwent surgery yesterday to repair ligaments from a high ankle sprain he suffered in the Dallas' divisional round playoff loss to the San Francisco 49ers, according to a source. Pollard suffered the injury with a minute 24 left in the first half when 49ers defensive back Jimmy Ward landed on his ankle while making the tackle. Pollard was carted to the x-ray room with an air cast on his leg. According to ESPN's Todd Archer, Pollard is expected to be fully healthy and ready to go well before training camp. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Despite 41 points and 15 rebounds from Luka Doncic, the Mavs lose at home, 127-126 to the Wizards last night. Mavs turned it over in the final seconds with a shot to win.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.